Welcome back, boys and girls. This is episode 90. Nope, 100.
I didn't realize you were fucking with me for a second.
It's really weird that it's 100.
Do you want to restart this so you can get your other beer?
No, I'll just stop. I'll just wander out in the middle of it at some point.
Okay.
100 weeks. That's fucking frightening. I don't know what's a bigger deal, 100 or 104, which would be
2 years. Yeah, I was wondering that too.
2 years.
100's a big number.
It is.
It's 100 weeks we haven't missed.
But we can't really have two special podcasts, and since we have nothing planned tonight, I guess 104 will be the big one.
Yeah.
Because that'll be 2 years, so. Welcome.
It feels like the 2 year mark's gonna be before like we started 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Did we start right around Thanksgiving last year? I thought we started in like December. Oh, maybe I'm thinking.
No,
of when
I think
we
it was
aired.
Late November.
I'm probably thinking when we aired.
Yeah.
It.
So I think it's about. Yeah. Well, that would be the date though.
Yeah.
Because whenever we posted it is That's when true, it too. Would is when it would start.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, maybe we left a few out. I don't know. Although. Wait, let me think. No, because episode one was three parts, but it was still all episode one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Who the hell
knows?
I don't know
what we're talking
it's
about.
It's a leap year, you know, things...
Is it a leap year?
Things happen. I don't know.
You know what I realized? I fucking hate daylight savings time.
Yeah, well, I think part of it is that the year is not divisible by 7, right? So...
I don't fucking know. You're going to ask me math questions on this thing?
I think you might lose a day or two. I don't know.
You got to know me well enough. I'm not doing math on this.
It's a good question, though. I wonder when we did. I guess we could check iTunes. It's pretty bad that we don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Or do we think we have a doc somewhere?
Yeah, but on iTunes, whatever, episode one has a post date.
Yeah, but you can only go so far back in iTunes, right?
I think if you open iTunes, you can go all the way back. You can't from the website. I don't think you can.
I don't know. iTunes is such a piece of shit. I wouldn't be surprised if you couldn't. But anyways, I hate daylight savings time.
Oh, it's the worst.
I don't understand why we do it.
Is this daylight savings time?
I think so.
Or is this normal? I think this is normal.
This is normal? Aren't they all called daylight savings time? Both of them?
No.
Either, you got to be saving something.
Hold on, you know, I better look this up or we're going to look really dumb. Yeah, daylight savings time starts March 8th and ends November 1st.
So what's
That's
this?
What I thought. This is just normal time.
This is the bad time?
This is just the normal misery time.
I fucking hate it. It's the most depressing thing ever.
I hate getting out of work and having it be dark.
It's just fucking stupid. Like, why do we do it still?
Well, this is the normal time.
Yeah, but
so.
The other one's better. The other one's
so if you,
much
if anything,
better.
If anything, the other
Let's
one
go
is
to
the
daylight
one that
savings
we could
time.
Cancel.
I love daylight savings time. Did I mention that?
Yeah. No, I hear you. It's depressing.
It is. It's fucking horrible.
Because it sucks because it's the days shorter too.
Yeah, and you're using more electricity, right? So you're turning on your lights earlier.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, and it's cold, so there's that. I don't know. Actually, do you use more? Because it depends on your setup. Air conditioning in the winter or in the summer is probably more energy, right, than heat.
Probably. But that's...
Unless you have oil like this piece of shit place.
Imagine, that'd be cool if oil could do air conditioning.
Maybe. All right. Let's get back on track here. So we have been talking every week about expanding the Apid Bourbon brand. And we've taken one big step towards that. Now, we talked about it a little bit last week. But we have Dustin Stanton, who...
I thought you were going to talk about Spunky's brand new podcast.
No, I wish Spunky was staring at you, though.
It's just going to be 30 minutes of him licking or eating. Like,
farting.
Yeah.
So Dustin started twitching for us. And he also is interested in the business side of things, which is great. Because, and by the business side of things, I don't mean, like, making money. I just mean, like... you know, advertising, getting more stuff out there, branding it better on YouTube,
like
all that kind of stuff.
He's not shy about trying to get involved with everything, which is exactly what we wanted to.
Yeah.
Or we wanted from people.
So it's great. Yeah. I mean, at this point, we haven't actually said this to him, but I mean, Dustin Stanton's pretty much the third member of Apid Bourbon at this point, you know, which is great because that's what we want. It's like, he's excited about it and that's exactly what we need.
That's what we're looking for.
We haven't really talked about all that branding stuff and I have a lot of thoughts on that, but we can talk about that later, but...
Real quick.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this pencil? This is a, like what are these called?
When Mechanical?
They made it short, like it's been sharpened down.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've been watching way too much Seinfeld lately.
You are so ADD that you weren't listening to anything that was going on there.
But this pencil bothers the fuck out of me. It's like a half sharpened plastic.
Why did you buy
pencil.
It?
I didn't buy it. I stole it from work. Where you get all your home supplies.
You stole the wrong one then.
It's stupid though, right?
Yeah, I don't.
It's like, why don't you just go to the whole thing and just make? I mean, obviously, and they're giving you less lead.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're cute. By making,
I bet you it's the same amount of lead.
Think so?
Yeah, because they sell them in packs.
Or so graphite.
I don't think they're going to sell mini versions.
You know the person I might hate more than anybody in the world? When you have a lead pencil and you say, oh, I just poked myself with a lead pencil. And they go, no, it's graphite. Like, fuck you. It's obviously not
I haven't used a pencil in so long that I don't have an opinion on anything you just said.
All right, sorry. Let me go back to Dustin.
But yeah, so Dustin's been twitching. He's been twittering.
Yeah, if you guys missed his Halloween Twitch, it was awesome. He did face paint.
Oh, he had a hilarious
costume.
And
he just played horror games. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a pretty good, I logged in a couple times. He had a pretty good following going on.
Yeah, he's been doing really solid.
Yeah. I mean, that's, as we said before, I mean, the only way to Twitch is to do it consistently, and it's the only way to grow an audience. So when we were doing it consistently, it got bigger every week, and then we stopped doing it for like 6 months.
Yeah, it was a while.
I don't think we did
anything in the summer, did we?
I would say we probably did in 6 months, probably like six Twitches, maybe.
Summer was really nice.
Yeah. In summer, you know, we did some like Fibbage and stuff in the summer, didn't we?
I don't even remember.
I don't know. Summer was a while ago now, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's November.
But we still have Fibbage 2 and all those other games in our back pocket. We will get together one night.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, like you said, especially because it's cold now and shitty out. Not that we were outside anyway, but we might have been on the porch.
We played a lot of, what was that game called?
Can Jam?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Played a lot of Can Jam.
We did, yeah. That fell off at the end of summer, but.
Yeah, we hung outside. We had the TV out there watching Rangers games, watching fires.
Yeah, we did that twice.
I got drunk and drove around my car around the backyard trying to hit the man that we thought was this back there.
Yeah.
Picking up sticks.
Yeah, he
the headlight.
We told him to fuck off.
What the fuck was that?
That was really weird.
They haven't like looked at me since.
Are they the same people that still live there?
I think so, yeah.
No, they have. Well, we also told their kids to fuck off, so not in those words, but.
No, but we definitely
said, get out of here.
We definitely told him, like, oh, I told him to fuck off.
Yeah, that was. But he was being a asshole on purpose, so.
Fuck that.
Yeah, we should do a Halo night outside with a fire.
You think so?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really cold.
No. I mean, yeah, sure, it's summer. It's actually, if we got a roaring fire, I don't know if we'd play Halo, but we could totally watch something outside some night. Not, I mean, it'd have to be soon, obviously, but yeah, so twitching fell off. We'll get back to that hopefully, but I'm loving to see Dustin take over that.
Man, and he's doing really good.
There was a couple of things I said when we were talking about expanding the brand. One, somebody talented, Dustin is. Number two, something I don't ever have to be involved in. That's the best part. It's just like, we give him our passwords and he's just doing his shit by himself, which is great, you know? Yeah. It's not like he needs hand-holding. He knows how to Twitch, and he's done it before and all that stuff. So,
and he's got some couple ideas for different shows for Twitch stuff. So he's working on stuff. It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great. And like now, you know, if we Twitch once a week and he Twitches a couple times and, you know, add another person, all of a sudden you got a full Twitch schedule. Yeah. Not that you need to Twitch 7 nights a week, but you know what I mean?
And every now and then I would like to have him, like, we'll check in with him on the podcast, like do like a 10-minute session with him, talk to him, see what he's up to, see what he's playing.
And he's welcome to come on as a full guest anytime he wants.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what's going on there. There's a lot more stuff. And again, if we haven't gotten back to you, this has been a really bad 2 weeks for me. That all will end soon. So I'll be able to, concentrate on that shit. But
yeah, I've been talking to Charles. Charles is interested in making videos.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And writing.
Cool.
I'm trying to figure out what his setup is.
Wait, which one was the articles
that was
sent
Charles.
To us? That was Charles, right? Yeah. Yeah.
He's really interested in writing articles, but I'm trying to avoid that stuff right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even, like I've said, I haven't even thought through, like, what we would do with them necessarily yet, so, like.
But I would, he said he's got all the consoles. I don't know what his recording situation is, but if he wants to make, like, a Let's Play or a tutorial or something.
Absolutely. Any sort of content is good by me.
We'll get that up on the YouTube page. And check out our YouTube page. We have a ton of stuff lately up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything Dustin's been doing, everything that I've been doing, it's up there, so check it out.
Yeah, give us what the hell is it, a follow, a like, who knows
subscribe.
These days,
subscribe.
Yeah, they get subscribe, because it'll only send you a message when we put something new up, which is once every week
at most. Have you paid attention to anything to do with that YouTube Red?
It's just the advertisement for YouTube.
I have it. I don't know what it is.
Would you get a free trial? Or?
No, it comes with your Google Music account.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's you pay $10 a month for.
How does that affect us as content creators?
No idea.
Cool.
Yeah, right. Well, we've never made money off of YouTube, so it doesn't.
No, but I think we have it. It's paid for all the advertising I did before.
Has it?
Yeah, because I've never got charged for any of the advertising I did.
Interesting. How much would you advertise?
I did $10 one time.
Huh. Interesting.
I never got charged for it.
We only turned on the ads somewhat recently.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Because we never entered a bank account or anything where the money could go.
Yeah, I didn't do the advertising stuff. Did you put a credit card on it?
No.
Never asked you for anything?
No, it just had my Google information.
Huh.
Like the stuff they would charge me for my Google Play account.
Right.
That's all it had on me.
You sure it never charged you?
No. I mean, I could have missed it, but I don't think it ever did.
Interesting. Yeah, it's
free advertisement on Google.
I don't know how that stuff works. I'm assuming that they probably... some of that money goes towards the people that advertise, you know, or the people that have the content. I have no idea. I'm sure it's not nearly even close to enough people to even matter at this point.
Yeah.
Cause that's pretty expensive. I use YouTube a lot, but
I would never pay
$10 a month. I would never do it. I don't even mind the ads that much, you know?
And a lot of them are skippable.
Yeah.
30-second ads.
That's just not even close. I mean, obviously at some point they're going to crank up the ads, but like I use YouTube a shitload and I don't think I would ever pay for that.
You know what?
If it was five or less, still probably not. Yeah. If it was $1 a month, yes.
It's nice that it comes with your Google Play account or your Google Music account.
Yeah.
So you get both for $10.
Yeah, that is nice.
That's not bad. Yeah. I mean, if you already have...
I bet you that won't last forever, though.
No, but I mean, if you are a person that watches a lot of videos, you get another... I mean, really, you get $10 worth of music per month or whatever free, so...
Yeah, no, that is nice.
It's a good deal.
But I wonder how many subscriptions they have for that. I can't imagine. It's got to be such an abysmal number.
I don't know. And do they add the people that already had Google Play Music?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's just baked right in.
Right. And I mean,
so it's a fake number.
You look at like Netflix, it's like $10 a month. And that is wildly more
worth it than... I got Hulu Plus because I cut all my cables or cords or whatever, so I don't have TV anymore. $12 a month for... Hulu Plus without, so that means no commercials. That seems like a lot, right? $12 a month?
I don't know what's on Hulu Plus, to be honest. So.
I'll tell you what is on.
Well, they have Seinfeld.
The complete series of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah, I really got back in the Gotham, so I was like, I have to watch Gotham. And that's why I got Hulu Plus. I really like it. It's nice.
Nice.
Check it out.
Well, you just said it's too much, though.
No, it's just like, Netflix is, there's no commercials on Netflix. I understand that like it comes out a year later.
Hulu is not just Hulu Plus without advertisements, is it? Like you don't get Seinfeld if you just have Hulu, right?
I think so.
I don't know that that's the case.
There's a $7.99 and an $11.99.
Oh, but you have to have a $7.99. There's not like a free version.
Yeah, I don't think there's a free one.
Okay, well then that's, yeah. But so you're really paying, what is it, $4 for no commercials? So
but some of the TV shows still have commercials.
Yeah.
It says like our agreement with this network still requires commercials or something like that.
Right.
It's like, well, what is my $12 going for?
I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of weird. But yeah, so I don't know. Dustin, that's pretty much our talk about everything that had to do with YouTube and branding and all that shit. So continue to send us stuff. We will, apaperman@gmail.com is the best way to get hold of us, or Twitter. And we'll make sure to get back to people eventually, I promise. So, we've been basically just playing Halo 5. I don't know about you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And have you played the campaign other than your co-op?
I haven't finished it.
Have you played solo, though?
I played solo, but in our co-op, our legendary co-op, we passed where I was at.
Gotcha. And it's the same exact game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
From what I've noticed, yeah.
And there are all four characters that you play, are they in the story already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you play a single player, you can, like, command them to go to different areas.
Oh, that's right.
Or kill, like, an elite, if there's an elite on the...
And normally, what I do with Halo is I play the multiplayer, and then at some point, when I'm really bored and looking for a game, I will play the single player. That's usually how I do it. So I'll eventually play
it. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not talking story-wise, but gameplay-wise. I think it's great. It's fun. Yeah. I really like having the other people there.
Yeah. It's cool too. You said the legendary is like hard, but not like stupid insane,
yeah,
like it has been in the past, which is cool.
There's some elites that are like fucking hard to take down.
Yeah.
And the hunters are holy
what
shit.
What I read was this solo, there's a lot of like guys that you could like only shoot in the back, and it's really hard to do.
Yeah.
With like, but when you have a group of people, you can kind of like have someone,
yeah,
you know, pull the attention. And
those hunters are, they don't fuck around.
Yeah. But so, yeah. So the reviews of Halo 5 have been great. I just, this reminds me every time a big game comes out like this, it always makes me angry though, because everybody skews their review towards single player for Halo. Yeah, always.
I don't get it.
And it's like, no, I get it. And I don't want to speak for everyone, because there are people out there, they couldn't give a shit about multiplayer. They're in Halo for the single player. Halo has great single players and it's important for them to get that grade. But like, you know, the whole multiplayer single player thing is such a weird thing. And like a lot of people are going with a multiplayer, not a lot of people. Some people are going with a multiplayer review and a single player review now. I think everyone should have the Kotaku version of just not having a number. I think that's the best thing that you can do, because you can read through and go, well, single player is subpar, but multiplayer is amazing. For somebody who's never going to play single player, the game's a 10.
Yeah.
Or if somebody's just getting it for single player, okay, then maybe the game's an 8 because it's not as strong as they expected. But it's just like you read through these things and what people expect from certain games is so funny, because like, you know, Call of Duty will come out and get a 9 and the single player is like 4 hours.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What I also don't get is like a lot of people are like, we'll get into it. A lot of people are bitching that they didn't like the story, right? Mm. That's why the story is getting like a weird review. The story in Modern Warfare or Advanced Warfare,
there is no story.
Was stupid as hell.
And it's not a bad thing, because no one gives a shit, because it's just an action set pieces.
It's so weird to me that like if a game's good, if a super fan reviews it and it doesn't meet like reach his expectations or what he thinks is like a good story, you can get negative grade on that. How does that make any sense? I don't feel like that's the right way to review something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, this didn't meet my expectations in the storylines. Well, is it still good? Is it still run well? Is it still do something? It's like, maybe it's not like a bad story, or could be a bad story, but shouldn't affect anything.
Right.
People are pissed about the story.
I know. I haven't played it yet. I mean, I barely remember what happened in Halo 4. So like, I've never been someone who cares
idea what
that much
in Halo
about
4.
That story.
I don't remember what happened in Halo 3.
I know
Halo
there was
2.
A Cortana and Master Chief like thing. I don't remember how it ended though.
I do remember that.
But yeah, it's like
how good of a story does any game really have?
Exactly. Like, yeah, if you're fucking, this is what pisses me off. So The Last of Us comes out, mm-hmm. Great story, great single player. Some people like the multiplayer, but let's be serious. It's a fucking, compare Halo 5 multiplayer to Last of Us multiplayer, and then compare Halo 5 single player to Last of Us single player. Halo 5 is the clear winner as far as having quality on both fronts.
Yep.
So why does The Last of Us get 10s all over the place?
I don't know.
Its multiplayer sucks. It's like, that's why like people said, should Titanfall be graded worse for not having single player? No.
No, it should be graded on
it's what the game is.
Yeah, whatever the game is.
If you buy that game for single player, you're an idiot. It doesn't have single player. Like, I don't know. I just never understood that.
It's not like they hide the fact it doesn't have single player.
Right. I guess at the end of the day, what pisses me off is it's like, single player still to this day is so much more valued than multiplayer, even though that most people play multiplayer. I think one of the things is, and this is my theory, is that reviewers on average are a lot older than gamers these days. And I think you get a lot of like late 30, early 40 guys, which, you know, I think it's awesome that everybody games, but like Halo 5 multiplayer is not for them, probably. No. You know, it's super hyper
generally
fast.
Suck at video games.
Right. That's true too. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I heard Jeff talking on the podcast, on the Jive Bob podcast, and in his defense, he wasn't shitting on Halo at all, but he was saying like, I got on multiplayer and he's like, let me just tell you, he's like, Halo players, they're not fucking around. No. You know, and like that's the thing, is like, you know, these guys go on multiplayer and they just get destroyed. And I hate the idea of like, it's such like a fanboy thing to be like, well, get good at the game if you want to play it. Like, that's douchey as hell. But you know what you're getting when you get Halo. It's Quake 3. It's high
fast.
Twitch
it's really fast.
Gaming. And if that's not for you, then it's not the game for you, you know? And I think it's really cool that it has a single player that's not as Twitch. It's very much your usual first person single player, but mixed with multiplayer.
Do you think people are shitting on the story because it flirts too much with Halo 2 and Halo 2 burned a lot of people?
You just mean because it has I don't know.
343 has said this is the second game of their trilogy.
Right.
Which, like Halo 2, the ending was fucking terrible.
Yeah. Well, I heard somebody call it The Empire Strikes Back. See, I think the reason...
That's cool, because Empire Strikes Back is my favorite Star Wars
I think movie. The reason that people get pissed about the cliffhanger is because Halo comes out once every 3, 4, 5 years.
That's my next question.
It's not like Call of Duty where it comes out every year or every 2 years,
I guess. Yeah, like, you think like developers should stop doing cliffhanger?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't. Like, it doesn't bother me because...
I don't know. This game
It has a 3-star rating on Amazon.
Amazon doesn't matter for video games.
I'm sure a lot of people.
There's so many PS4 people out there.
That's true too. I didn't think of that.
Amazon ratings mean nothing for video games. But what was I going to say? Oh yeah, I can't really comment on single player because I haven't played it, so I don't know what the cliffhanger is. I don't know what the story is.
So far, I think it's a lot of fun to play. I've never really cared about the Halo story.
But for me, it's just a bonus. Like,
it reminds me a lot of Halo 4 because I didn't know what the fuck was really going on there. The story was whatever.
I've always looked at Halo single player like a bonus to the multiplayer, and a really good bonus because it's, you know, pretty good single player.
If I want to play a game with a story, I won't play Halo 4.
Yeah.
Like, who gets that invested in Halo lore?
A lot of people do. That's why the reviews...
Like, I understand liking it. I enjoy Halo.
That's why the reviews are what they are, is a lot of people care. I mean, for me, it was always just like, the Master Chief is a badass character. Show a cutscene that shows how badass he's going to be diving off the spaceship into another one, and then I want to go blow shit
up. Was it GameSpot that gave it an 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why? I mean, is it really that much on the story?
I'm no conspiracy theorist, but GameSpot is not afraid of giving a low score to get more hits. You know how much I fucking despise GameSpot.
I feel like games with weak stories get hot, like, I mean, Halo, the campaign is, first of all, this game is running, is it 1080p?
It has a dynamic resolution to lock at 60 frames per second.
The 60 frames per second thing is the best thing that's ever happened to Halo. The campaign is gorgeous.
Well, that's another thing that everybody's saying is like, most people are saying positive things about it, but there's the few that aren't, is like they have a dynamic resolution, which has been done before, but they have like a really advanced way of doing it where it's always locked at 60 frames a second. And we've been saying this on the podcast for a long time. Give me 60 frames a second and whatever resolution you have to give me all day. I mean, for an action game, like especially a first person shooter.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much more you can see in this game. And you know what the thing is? It wouldn't work. Halo 2 worked the way it worked because it was a slower moving game. This is way faster. Like if you didn't have 60 frames a second, you would just lose shit. You would lose yourself all the time.
I was going to say, if you guys haven't played Halo or no interest in playing Halo, but you're interested to see what it looks like, go on our YouTube page and we started our legendary co-op playthrough. Go in there and look. Like when shit gets crazy, that game still runs perfectly smooth. Everything looks gorgeous. And I don't get it. Like you're going to knock on a campaign for the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it shouldn't be about that. Like these guys they're not Disney. They're not Pixar.
Here's the thing for me too. Like for GameSpot to give this an 8, which is not a bad score. Yeah. And I know they only give full numbers, so it'd have to be a 9 if it was going to give higher. But if you look at this game, show me a game that has more content and more value for $60 than this.
I don't understand the flaws of this
game. You don't have to give it a 10, I guess, but to me, to give it anything less than a 9 when you're giving games, like again, the story sucks.
Well,
you gave Last of Us a 10. You could play that for 8 hours and you never play it again. And by the way, I'm not a person of like, is playtime value. But my point is that this is a multiplayer game that has a pretty good campaign and you're basing your whole review on the campaign. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Like I said, like Fans of Warfare, the story is fucking stupid. Yeah. At least
hide it.
Halo seems fine.
Right. Like at least Halo has a story. Like most games they throw in Call of Duty throws in a shitty single player. Last of Us throws in a fucking multiplayer, you know. Very few games nail both like Halo does. In fact, I can't tell you a game that nails both better than Halo does. Is there something out there that has that epic of multiplayer and single player? Because
can't think of
what's crazy about this is if you think, even though it's getting some low scores because of the story or whatever, the fact that people give a shit shows you how good the single player mode of a multiplayer game is. Yep. You know, nobody comes out and goes, oh, can you believe the Call of Duty single player? You know, so like the fact that Halo 5 has so much interest in the multiplayer and the single player shows how valuable that's ridiculous value for a $60 game to have two AAA experiences on it, you know?
Yeah, I don't get it. I from what I've played, I've enjoyed it. It hasn't offended me at all. I'm interested in the story. I'm not like, holy shit, it's the greatest story ever.
Right.
I mean, I've gone on here and say The Witcher might be one of my favorite games ever. It might be my favorite game ever. I think Halo 5 is my favorite game of the year so far because of the multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, it's great multiplayer. It's like so it's hard fun. To compare those two games. Yeah. But it, we'll see if it has lasting value. And they haven't activated the big team stuff, which I'm very excited for.
But the multiplayer is so good.
It's amazing. You know, it goes to show, number one, the 343 guys just get it. They just get what makes Halo great, and they're not afraid to evolve past Halo 2. But it, like I said about the beta, it's like Halo 2 on steroids. Like, mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
It might be one of the best. It might be the best multiplayer game I've ever played.
Adam, you said The Witcher's your favorite game ever. The day after,
I just mean like a first person shooter. Name a better first person shooter. Yeah, multiplayer.
I mean it's definitely up there.
It's
really
good.
It's the newest game, so of course it's gonna be. But like, you know
the way it moves, the way it feels,
it's great. But I mean, yeah, I mean you could go Unreal Tournament. The original was unbelievable. Quake 3 was unbelievable. We'll see if it has the staying power. That's gonna be key. But
because I really was gonna get Black Ops 3, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I always thought that was really dumb.
I'm sticking with Halo.
I can't believe you're going to get Battlefront.
Hell yeah, I gotta get Star Wars.
Yeah, I can't play two first-person online shooters at a time. Well, that's not true. I guess I did play Halo and Call of Duty, but I barely played both.
I'll play both, but I imagine I'll be playing a lot more Halo than anything, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it goes to show that what I was going to say is the 343 guys get it. But number two is that when you build a game that's supposed to be competitive, like this is the ultimate arena shooter. This is Quake 3 type game, and you do it from the beginning with pro gamers on your team, and that's what they did. And I think that was the smartest thing that they did, because some of the Halo games that were great, I think it was Halo 3 launched, where melees and grenades didn't hurt as much.
Yep.
And people were like, that's what makes Halo single or multiplayer. Like, that's what makes it different than all the other games. And they quickly patched it so that it changed it. But like, how does that get into release? And I think the idea was, let's make it like easier for more casual people, probably was the idea, but it just made it shitty for everyone, you know? So they had these pro gamers from day one competing every day after the thing, giving their thoughts. And you could just tell, like, I don't really have, as far as like balance issues and shit, I don't really have any complaints that are serious. I'm trying to think, every once in a while, it still feels like grenades do differing damages, but maybe that's just my imagination.
I feel like the plasma grenades mean nothing.
Yeah, if you don't stick with them, they're just stupid.
They really strengthen the Promethean grenades. Like, you can just build a wall with them.
Yep.
And people run into them and die, which is cool, but I think they last way too long.
Yeah, that is true. They last a long effing time.
Like, I've gotten stuck in, like, corners because I can't, like, move places.
Yeah, and they're big. Like, the spray is big. The thing is, the reason that I'm okay with that is, for the most part, there's not too many of them on the maps. Like, you start with the regular grenade. So I also think I can't decide if the trajectory of the regular grenade's different or if I'm just not used to it yet, but I'm not throwing grenades as well as I used to.
I'm terrible at grenades.
Yeah. So that's, but that could be just not getting used to it yet. We haven't played it enough. But I've had a fucking, it's been great. I mean, we knew it was going to be great because we played the beta and we love the beta.
They could do a better job on rotating the maps.
Yeah. I think a big reason for that too is, I think that when we get like the big team shit coming, and I'm assuming they have more maps for that, right?
I'm wondering if they're just going to use the Warzone maps.
Oh, could be. Yeah, I've only played Warzone like once or twice, so that would be fine, actually.
Yeah, they're fine. You could break. They're big enough. You could probably break them off in sections.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure
something
out with them.
Yeah. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about Warzone. I played one game or two, whatever we played that one.
I played quite a bit of Warzone. Mostly because I was waiting for you guys to get online so I could have a team to play in the arena. Warzone's fine, but I don't think I'll ever go back to it now that we're playing together.
Even though the microtransactions don't affect it that much, they just feel dirty to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I have no problem with that. It's just there's just so much going on in that.
Yeah, it's
you don't
insanity.
Feel like you're doing anything.
Yeah, it's definitely made to be like more of like Battlefield 4 insanity, it's fun.
There's a couple maps where the action's a little closer together and you feel like you're doing a little bit more, but you can have like 30 Spartan kills and you'll have like 240 points. Person with one Spartan kill has like 1,000 points. You're understand.
Yeah, it's not about kills. It's about capturing zones and stuff. Yeah, I still feel though like those microtransactions. I don't know why. Like, it's just the thing is, it goes and it's really not that bad. And the fact that they're giving away all the map packs for free, they have to make their money somehow.
Yeah.
But the thing that feels dirty about it to me is like the epitome of Halo, which is what they lost in Halo 4, which they didn't understand, was that every player at any time is equal. Like, mm-hmm. it's not about buying a vehicle. Like, it's, you know, that's why all the Spartan moves are so cool, because they're not like loadouts. You mm-hmm. just have them all the time. You know, the dive, yeah. the charge, the whatever. Yeah, I love like the hovering in midair and shooting. I think they nailed the pistol. It's just strong enough where that you are okay when you start to get, be able to get kills, but it's not overpowered where like if I have a battle rifle, I'm probably going to kill you unless you really outshoot me.
There's nothing better than getting a perfect kill with a pistol.
I know, it's so fun. I think that all the weapons are awesome. They're really all good. Actually usable too.
Not enough DMR in that game.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. I think the DMR is way more powerful than the battle rifle, so I don't want to see it everywhere. Okay. I think it's more fair. Like, it's special when you get it, mm-hmm. you know? The Promethean's actually better than I thought it would be, too. I don't know what the hell light it's rifle? Called. Is it the light rifle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I've always
been shoots slower.
Light rifle fan.
And then
so is the carbine's good, too.
Carbine is good, yeah. Carbine used to suck, I thought.
Scatter gun's pretty great now.
Yeah, that gun is ridiculous. They just did a good job of, like, there's not many weapons I won't pick up. Yeah. Some of the pistols kind of suck, but...
I hate the railgun in multiplayer.
Yeah?
I'm just not good with it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think it's cool because it's not really good close up, but it's really good to, like, pick people off, so it's balanced.
Yeah.
I like, too, that you can see someone... They added, like, a lens flare, so you can tell if somebody has a sniper or a railgun or maybe other shit, so you can be like, oh, fuck, get me out of here. The rocket launcher feels awesome.
It does. The Hydra's okay. The Hydra's good to, like, distraction, get people away from you.
Yeah. Yeah. The Hydra for me, what I do is I jump around a corner and I already have the L trigger held. And that's, to me, that's the only way to use it. Cause, but again, if it was more powerful, it would be totally stupid.
Yeah, it locks on you and shit.
Yeah. So it kind of has to be what it is. But just the movement's awesome. I love the fact that they have like a million customizations and you unlock them with packs. Mm-hmm. I actually like that. If you want to go buy packs, you can get more. Like, I don't like that you can buy tanks in Arena, but I think it's really cool that you can, if you want to go
you
buy
can't
packs.
Buy tanks. You buy a chance to get tanks.
Well,
you don't know what you're getting in your packs.
That is true. But at the end of the day, if you buy packs, you're going to have way more better vehicles than other people. So you might not be able to get the power vehicle you want, but you're going to be able to get more than somebody that doesn't have
it. And you also can get certification cards, like randomly pack. Like I have the tank and the Wraith unlocked no matter. Yep. I don't need the cards anymore. I always have it.
Yeah. How does that work though? Because.
You just have to have that level of rec built
so like
up.
If you get an epic vehicle, can't you launch that sooner or something?
No.
Without the,
you
are you
have
sure
to
about
have,
that?
Like the rec level, whatever the card rec level is, you
so
have
there's,
to have that built.
Once you have that thing unlocked, there's no difference between getting one of the cards anymore. Are you sure about that?
You still have to have the rec level of the tank. Say if the tank's a 7, you have to build up to a 7.
But I'm saying once you get that unlocked, you get like if you get like the purple mantis, whatever the hell they are, those don't matter at all anymore. Nope. Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure. Because that happened with my DMR, battle rifle.
I feel like they must give you some advantage still.
And my other assault rifles are like that. I got an assault rifle with a plasma energy sword on it, and it's the greatest thing ever.
That's great.
Dude, you fling people. Like he does like this like uppercut move with it, and they just tosses people. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I played Arena, like I said, once or twice.
I wish
I'll play it again.
I won't. I obviously you can't use those guns in Arena, but in Warzone, it's funny. I was just going around meleeing everybody with it.
The other thing, though, that is a huge advantage of buying cards is that you can get random vehicles, and that can get you epic vehicles at a much lower rec point. I remember that it says that in the description.
The little dice things,
whatever. I don't really care enough about Arena to give a shit anyway.
Warzone.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
but once you use the card, you still have to. There's like a timer to build back up to that your rec level.
Oh yeah, you can't just like drop four in.
You can't.
Like,
yeah, you can't. Spam
it's not that ridiculous.
You can spam. Your team can spam the shit out of it.
Yes,
you can
that's
have
true.
Like seven.
You could start. You could start, and you could all use an epic vehicle, and it would just be ridiculous.
Scorpions, however, are pretty easy to take down in Warzone.
Yeah, they
especially with the mobility that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the most overpowered are probably the flying vehicles, and I didn't even really use them.
Yeah.
Just because they're
the
hard
Promethean
to take down.
One is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fucking, it just destroys
everything.
I don't
think I was in a vehicle once while I played Warzone.
I've been
Warzone.
In a few Scorpions fucking people up. It's
It's cool, though. I can't wait for the big team stuff. And the other cool thing is they wanted to, okay, number one, the dedicated servers, which don't give an advantage to the host, which is amazing, have been rock solid.
Yep.
Every game basically has been perfect.
It worked at midnight.
There hasn't been a lot. I had a bad luck. I played a few games today. I had bad luck with dropouts, but for the most part, not many people dropping because they punish you for it, which I love. What was I going with that though? Oh, I can't wait to see what they do with the playlist though, because like they haven't even done stuff like how awesome is it going to be to play shotguns on midship or whatever the hell they call it now.
Yeah, I can't wait for a shotgun, especially you know, like, with the dash and shit.
Yeah, there's so many cool things that they could do, like snipers, all that stuff. So right now it's really just like vanilla
but it's really, Halo. And it's so good.
And it's awesome.
The objective ones are my favorite. Cap the flag and stuff like that.
Those have always been the best. I mean, the two things I played the shit out of in the old Halos were objective games and they used to call it Rumble Pit, which is free for all. So that's what I used to play by myself, because there's nothing worse than like playing by yourself and getting a shitty team, which happens, you know, in every game all the time. Matchmaking's been pretty good though. Most games are pretty close.
Yeah.
But yeah, the objective stuff is still so much fun, because it gives a chance for people that aren't that great at Twitch shooting to like beat teams that are obviously much better Twitch shooters. And I always love that. That's always been the case with Halo. If you do the smart thing. And there's just so many epic moments, like, you know, the water cooler moments I always talk about with Halo, where, you know, you picked up the flag, dropped it, got a double kill, picked it up again, threw it to your partner just as you die, like all that kind of crazy shit that happens. And they've done a good job kind of like keeping that in the game.
Yeah, and with the Xbox record that, it's just so fun. Mm-hmm. You just put a nice little 30-second clip up on your wall or whatever. And
yep.
Yeah, that was. I'm actually got to say, I'm really happy with my friends list. The first couple of days, there was like two people playing Halo. Now I have like 18 people on my friends list to play Halo or have played Halo. So good on my friends.
I mean, you have to buy it, install it. So most people couldn't play it on Tuesday or Wednesday because by the time they got home to install it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and a little heads up to people: if you're gonna install like download the game, don't do it the night before the game comes out.
Right.
And if you do, don't go to the internet and bitch about how slow it's going to take. Because you know what? There's every like 75% of people that download the game are doing it as you are. So,
yeah.
Do it the weekend before.
I wonder if installing the game from the disc is like really bad for the laser. Why don't they allow that? Because it's not that they don't allow it. What happens is by default, and this used to be the case, I don't know if it still is, but I'm pretty sure it is. If you put the disc in, tries to download it instead.
Okay.
And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because sometimes there's a newer version but it doesn't really make sense, right? Yeah. Maybe it's really bad for the disc to just read that long. But I know like people will say like unplug your internet and it'll install from the disc, but if you have your internet on, it'll try to download it.
Yeah, I have no idea. But
so that adds to the problem because you have everybody who has the physical game and the digital game.
Yeah. And I think it doesn't try to download like the patches or something first. It tries to update first before it installs the games.
I saw that. I know what you're talking about, but
so
I didn't really understand.
So it's like downloading 9 gigs from whatever and then doing the install.
Right.
So when you think it says like 100% done, you're done, but it's not done. So
right.
Yeah. So download it like a couple, give yourself a couple days. Little pro tip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of, I mean, most.
It's usually like a week, right?
I think like 100% of the games are usually up like a month before they go live. Like I had Halo installed, I think, for like 2 months, month and a half.
Was it that long?
It was a while. Definitely in September.
Wow, that seems like a long time.
Yeah, it was up for a while. But yeah, dude, I've had Fallout for just as long.
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll talk about Halo 5 for a long time.
It's really good.
That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, join our Spartan community on Halo. Yes. Is it Waypoint? Halo Waypoint?
I think it's Waypoint, yeah.
Yeah. .com.
Should probably tweet that out.
I've done it a million times.
Have you?
Yeah. You get like a free rack pack that has a gun. Assault rifle skin, I think. Right? That red one?
I think
it's why we all have it.
Yep. Yeah. So we've been having fun and we play with listeners all the time.
Yeah.
And that's been fun too. Even though we really got to work on Eric's Halo game.
He's good in objectives. He was great in the legendary co-op.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Everybody played well.
I'm just fucking with him.
Check that video out if you have no interest in playing the single player and you want to see it. We have two parts up by now. We'll probably have three or four by the time you hear this.
The best part about Eric in Halo is just feeding him Miller Lights and seeing where the night goes. He plays better for a little while and then he plays much worse.
Yep,
like most of us do. Yeah, so that's Halo, and I don't know, you want to talk about the Elite Controller a little bit?
Yeah, so this is my new favorite toy. I got the Elite Controller, and it's really nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say about it, except this, when I have my right trigger, when I have the hairline, sometimes it, like, has a little stick to it when I first push it.
Huh.
But then it's fine. Yeah, I love it. The weight is, I think the weight is my favorite thing, and the rubber underneath grips, yep, which I was really kind of worried about. Because I don't know.
Your Halo one doesn't have the rubber, does it? Because I know they sell a non-elite one with the rubber. I can't remember which one it was, though. But yeah, people like that, the grippiness of
it. Yeah, and I love like the like how easily it is to change out your thumbsticks,
mm-hmm,
how much you can adjust. You can do everything. You can adjust the sensitivity of the joysticks.
Yeah, that's nice.
The vibration, even the light on the Xbox button, you can adjust.
Like what, the brightness?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, just about everything. And the paddles I really like. Mm-hmm. I keep calling them pedals, but I guess they're called the paddles, are great. I have mine set up for like a jump and a dash, so I never really have to take my hand off the right joystick, and it's great.
Yeah, it's nice. I wanted to touch one before I spent $150 on a controller.
But you liked it?
Yeah. I mean, the main thing for me is I like the extra buttons, especially for Halo.
It definitely makes you feel faster, whether it's making a difference or not.
Yeah. I feel faster. Just like I've had a bunch of times where I lose a melee battle because I can't aim my melee, mm-hmm, and I want to, and I just can't do it because it's just, even with the bumper, it's awkward to do, as opposed to a paddle.
And I don't know if this is because I'm using the Call of Duty controls or like a mix between that and the controller, but this is the best I've ever been at melee.
Yeah.
In any game. But I don't know if it's because of the controller or not.
Nice.
But it's awesome. Yeah. I really love it. If higher end controller is something you guys are interested in, there's a lot of different types out there. I highly recommend it. I think it's definitely like, the price is high, but I think it's worth it.
The build quality just depends what you want. I mean, if you're a casual gamer who plays a lot of single player games, like, it's probably not worth it. If you are a multiplayer gamer that likes to play competitively, or if you just have money and you want something nice, you know, I mean, it's worth it is such a hard thing to say, because $150 is fucking expensive, mm-hmm, but you know, the other pro controllers were like $250.
Yeah.
Given that was because it's a much smaller company. So like, you know, they didn't have the research that Microsoft has. But yeah, I mean, it's to have the option to get a premier controller is just a really nice thing to have.
It's really nice.
I had a crazy thought. I don't know that I'm going to do this, but I was considering trading in my Xbox,
mm-hmm,
and then buying the Elite one.
Oh.
Because it comes with an Elite controller and you get it a little bit cheaper, but we'll see. I'm not spending any money right now, so.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I don't know.
Depends how this next couple weeks goes. I'll figure it out.
Hopefully it goes well. Yeah. I think you and Elite controller on Halo is going to be pretty dirty.
Yeah, I definitely. I've always we've talked about before with Halo, and this one has another button, B, which, you know, to dash, which is another thing that didn't exist before. It's like meleeing, grenades, dashing. What am I missing? Sprinting. Like, there's so many different things that you need to do. And at the end of the day, you don't ever want to have to like change your thing. I know though, like, it's going to be so annoying, because when I get it, I'm going to not suck, but I'm going to be worse for like a week or two.
You know, honestly, I picked up on it right away. The only thing I was doing was I wanted to shoot with the left and right paddle.
But I noticed though, the analogs were definitely, because like,
yeah, you got to find the right analog.
You'd only played for like a day before you got a Elite controller.
Yeah.
I had played for like a week, and when I used the analogs, it did not feel right, mm-hmm, at first. Like, and I know it's just getting used to it, but that's the only thing I'm going to be like, God damn it. I bought this $150 controller and I suck now.
I was rocking the offset, and now I'm trying to use both talls. Yeah. So I don't know.
The other thing I'm afraid of is I don't want to like, I'm going to obsess over like changing little
settings.
That's
what I was going to say next. Cause I probably won't fuck around with like the sensitivities.
That's something that I'll do. And it's going to be such a mistake.
I mean, you can do so much. You can do like the pulls, like you can add or remove dead zones from like your trigger pulls and stuff like
that. Right.
Right. It's pretty in depth.
Yeah. It's very nice. I mean, my favorite part about it is paddles number one, but just the fact that it's made from premier, materials. And I think, who knows, I think that it will last a long time.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because like the whole point of it was, you know, Xbox controllers, PS4 controllers, they're made of plastic and rubber, and like they break down. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. But that's like supposed to last for a long, long
time.
This
one's all metal. Like all the parts are right. Like all the moving parts are metal.
So yeah. So that thing's very cool.
Yeah, and I'm really pleased with like I just added a third paddle button to try to get used to that, but going with the top two.
Yeah,
I was really it's natural thing, because I was really worried about how they would they would feel. Like, am I going to press them all the time?
Right.
Which you do. And when you set it down, they usually go off.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah. And I love how you can set up multiple profiles and just switch between.
Right.
So I have, like, when I'm not playing Halo, I just slide the slider over to one. The paddles are off.
Mm-hmm.
Normal controller.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's that thing's really nice.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
And, yeah, I think that's it for Halo 5 and the Elite controller.
Yeah.
I see you got Need for Speed.
Yeah, okay.
Tales from the Borderlands. I don't know what this is about.
I just want to say, Need for Speed, there's a 10-hour demo on EA Access. This game is one of the biggest pieces of shits I've ever played in my life. The videos are FMV, so it's like these bro and like Fast and the Furious.
Are they kind of like going for that though?
They have to be because they nail it. And it is one of the dumbest things. I mean, we're not Fast and Furious fans. Maybe if you are, you might enjoy it. But
yeah,
it is one of the douchiest things I've ever seen in my life. I almost wanted to make a video of it because it's that bad.
And that's EA All Access, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a 10-hour demo of it.
I just will never download that.
I did it. I just did it because I had to. And I just want to say I finished Tales of the Borderlands or Tales from the Borderlands. And I think it's the best Telltale?
Telltale, yeah.
Yeah.
Game yeah, I think it gets – I think it was that – and Walking Dead get the two
it
best reviews.
It was phenomenal.
So.
It was so well done.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was really fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really good.
And so we've got some this is like all over the internet all of a sudden. Fallout 4 leaks. Videos, screenshots, yeah. The whole thing.
Good stuff.
And as you can imagine, people are upset.
Oh, no. people are upset over a highly anticipated game.
It's basically the graphics is what I've seen, right? That's basically...
It's pretty much the graphics, yeah.
So I have a theory.
Because they don't look good.
I have a theory. I think that maybe that they haven't been showing this game we thought was to hide the story. I think we might have another Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 on our hands.
Oh, no, I think...
No, I'm kidding. Okay.
I think you're onto something. I don't think they've been showing the game for this reason.
I thought that the first-person shooting stuff looked fine.
Yeah.
It's not great, but
I like
the lip-syncing with the,
that's the thing.
But again, have you ever played a Bethesda game?
That's what I was going to say.
They're all like that.
It's like, Fallout 3, Fallout 4, I mean, not Fallout 4, New Vegas wasn't
Skyrim.
Done by Bethesda, it wasn't... First party Bethesda, but it still looked the same. And
yeah,
Skyrim was a mess,
horrible
voice
acting.
Yeah, it's so terrible.
Not voice acting, but voice syncing.
Yeah, it's awful. The animations are terrible.
I have to say though, it did look particularly bad in this.
Yeah, well, like what do people expect?
But yeah,
like people don't. I mean, do people play Fallout for graphics?
Yeah.
I certainly don't.
No, I think it's going to be totally fine.
But the one thing
but the lip syncing is pretty bad.
But the one thing I did take away from it, a positive thing, is how smooth it's running.
Yeah.
And like when you walk up to an object, it doesn't do like the stupid like zoom in thing. It's like quick. You can quickly grab whatever's on a desk. It just shows desk, shows the list of the items on there. You quickly grab it. It's done. It's like seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The VAT system looked really cool. It looked fast. Everything just looked fast and smooth. And that's what I want from Fallout. I don't want a glitchy fucking Fallout.
Right. Yeah, I thought that, like, I think that they sacrificed some, too, to have more draw distance, it looked like. One of the cities actually looked pretty nice, I thought. I don't know. Again, the videos aren't super high def either, so it's kind of hard to tell fidelity-wise. But, yeah, I don't know. There's one moment where you're like, wow, that is really bad. That's
It was awkward. I guess that's kind of the charm of Fallout for me.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. Is the same thing with Skyrim. When they let you create a character, it's always going to be shittier voice acting because they let you literally create like everything. It's not like you pick a skin.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously they're create a character. Because the guy at the door, that answers the door, he wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
But the character that you're playing, it was really
bad. I think Halo 4 has better graphics than this game.
Yeah, it probably does. Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I'm a big graphics guy. I love, like, really nice, sharp, crisp graphics. I don't play Fallout or Skyrim for graphics, so this doesn't concern me. I just want it to run smooth, and it seems to be running, like, quickly.
Yeah, it seemed fine.
I'm okay with it. Whatever. People are going to bitch.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have any strong thoughts either because I'm not as big of a Fallout.
I just keep on forgetting.
Everybody
it. I just
else
keep
is.
On forgetting it comes out next week.
Yeah. What is it? Tuesday.
Yeah. Which also I keep on forgetting I have vacation next week. So
yeah. I don't know how you can forget about both of those since you timed them together on purpose.
I know, but I just like I don't know. I've never taken a vacation in the winter before, so or fall. So
right.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah. Well, that's Fallout.
Stop bitching, people.
Going to buying games and consoles and TVs and other things. The Black Friday sales have started. They actually had some good ones on Amazon today, and I know Newegg started theirs as well. And I wouldn't be surprised to see other people starting them early, because that's what happens sometimes with these things. I think they had, what did they have today that was cool? They had a Moto X for $200. They had,
I was thinking, well, I'm like, what the fuck? What game is $200?
No.
Something like MotoGP or something.
They had a 55-inch Sony Bravia for very cheap. They had a nice camera. And they had some gaming stuff, too. I just don't remember because I didn't care. But... Spunky. Let them know. We talked about this before, but there's some sort of Black Friday deal on Best Buy. I tweeted it out that was like, was it 300 and you get...
Oh, you're talking about the Xbox
two
One?
Games and the extra controller? Was it 300?
Yeah, it was $300. You get Fallout 4, Gears of War, and two controllers.
And two controllers, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the console. Unless Sony does something like... better than that, that's the console you buy.
I don't know how many they'll have. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
you know, it could be like limited.
Well, sometimes they're pretty good at like honoring stuff like that. Like they could give you coupons or digital codes for Fallout and Gears. You know,
Spunky farted.
Buy like a standard. Did he?
I'm gonna have to be talking through my sweatshirt.
He just crop dust you.
Oh, it's bad, dude. You don't smell it?
No.
Wow, Spunky, that was a good one, buddy.
It was a good fart.
You piece of shit. Now he's staring at Adam.
That's right. He's probably got a shit.
Look at him.
Stop staring at me, Swan. Look at him. Oh, fuck.
Smell
it.
Oh, dude, it's really, really bad.
Can you
I don't
smell
either
that?
Anymore. So I'm going to be talking through my sweatshirt for a little while here.
Sound good.
Let's talk. We're going to keep you up to date on Black Friday sales. We'll try to share them when we see them. But this is just the funniest story ever to me. So Warner Brothers issues a refund for Batman Arkham Knight. Remember that game?
Yep.
They
How quickly I forgot about that game.
Okay, couple things. Number one, if you know the story, they released it for PC. It was wildly, hilariously broken. It was clearly just like a shitty port of the PS4 and the Xbox One version, but worse, which is unacceptable for a PC version. They didn't even upgrade the resolution and stuff, or like use like, you know, like the granular graphic settings, which you have to have for a PC game. But and it was just broken in general. So they pulled it, issued refunds for anybody who wanted one, said that they would patch it to a more usable version sometime in October, I think. Mm-hmm. And then they finally like released it fully, I think, recently. And now it's still broken and they're issuing refunds, no questions asked, again. So I got to tell you, though, if you got a somewhat working version at some point, you could have played through the whole thing and got a refund at this point.
Yeah, because there were some people that were like, hey,
it's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's not good, but it's fine. Does that mean they're going to have zero sales on PC? I mean, obviously, some people are too lazy to issue a refund, but like it's a single player game.
Yeah, unless there's some like small print. So like if you got this achievement.
I think, yeah, it could be, but I think it said there's no, I hear what the word they use, like there's no, like, no questions asked, basically, get a full refund.
Yeah, so that means...
like, they're going to have zero sales, because, who would keep the game once you beat it?
Hopefully it sold well on Xbox and PS4.
Yeah, they probably, I mean, obviously that was their main source anyway, they probably didn't put that much into the PC version, but it's kind of sucked to work on that PC team. And just be like, because you know it's not the engineer's fault. You know they're understaffed and underfunded. And you know they're just sitting there like.
They probably got the final build like 2 weeks before the game was going to ship. They're like, here you go.
They're probably like, this is going to suck. And they're like, well, do what you can. And then they're like, well, we need it done by October. And they're like, but it's so broken. It's going to take a year. And they're like, we'll do what you can. That's kind of suck, man. To be working on something. And you know they've been probably pulling 12-hour shifts all the time. To be working on something that hard that you know is going to suck anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be soul crushing.
Nobody would ever do it, but I would love to interview a developer that had to work on like a Tony Hawk 5.
Yeah. That
they knew the game was fucked.
They'd have to like start their own game studio and be wildly successful because otherwise they'd just be shooting themselves in the face.
They'd never get a job anywhere, but wouldn't that be great just to hear like...
It would be. Because again, like when they came in and they said...
You know they know.
Oh, of course they know, yeah. I would love to hear, too, Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
They knew that game was broken. They just, you know, the deadline was we need to release it before Call of Duty. You know, otherwise, the board of directors will fire all of us.
Yeah. Tony Hawk 5 was so fucking bad.
It was. The worst part about Tony Hawk 5 is that they sold it for $60.
Yeah, you hear they canceled the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions.
I hope so.
Or postponed indefinitely or something.
Yeah, it's amazing that they can't just run that game on there. Yeah. Like, it's that bad. It looks like a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah. It looks like Fallout 4.
Yeah, no, Fallout 4 looks a lot better than that pile of shit.
Fallout 4 is fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Are we pushing an hour now?
Yeah, I think we might be right at an hour.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention briefly.
54. We're good.
The World of Warcraft movie trailer is coming out Friday, which...
Are they going to actually show it to people, or is it a BlizzCon thing?
I think they said released, so okay. I think so.
BlizzCon's
got to like,
be soon, right?
I have no idea. I'm not, like, crazy excited about this movie, but I'm really interested to see what the hell it actually looks like, because they haven't shown anything. They've shown a couple, like, teaser trailers, but that's pretty much it. I think that's going to be really interesting to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's a very weird thing to even make.
Yeah. I don't know.
Warcraft in general has a really interesting storyline. I don't know that much about it, but like it's spawned, just like Halo, it spawned books and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. I like how the trailer or the movie poster kind of reminds me of the Warcraft 3.
Yeah, box. I know what you're talking about. So, yep.
Yeah.
That was neat.
It's cool.
Yeah, do you want to talk about Dustin's Twitch schedule? Yep. You got that up there?
All right, so Dustin, his upcoming Twitch schedule is Thursday, November 5th at 4 o'clock. He's Twitching. He's going to start Walking Dead Season 2, which Walking Dead Season 1 was really good to watch. I really enjoyed that. Because I didn't really have an interest in playing it, because I didn't really care for the first episode, so it was nice to pick it up here and there.
Right.
And he's also November 7th on Saturday at 8 o'clock, he's going to be Twitching.
So Thursday and Saturday.
Thursday
at 4, Saturday at 8.
Yep.
So check those out. Pop in. It's a bunch of...
Just pop in and say hi.
It's a good mix of people who just want to watch a game and enjoy and have fun, and a good mix of absolute animals that say ridiculous things depending on what you're Twitching and what you're doing. And both are highly enjoyable. The greatest part, like I always try to keep the podcast somewhat clean and like... The best part about Twitching Fibbage is it's just impossible. I think people come in and just the answers are wildly offensive, and we don't get offended, but like I don't want to attach my real life name to something that's that bad, but some of the stuff that goes on,
it was bad. There was times where I deleted like archives of it.
There were times where I actually cringe doing that, and it takes a lot to make me cringe. Like some of the shit that some of these kids, but at the same time you have to laugh because it's like a caricature of the worst Xbox Live person, to the point where it's kind of funny. So yeah, we should schedule a Fibbage, talk about it on the podcast, and then do it, which is really hard for us because we don't like to plan.
Yeah, because what the new thing is, you can have people like in the audience with the new Jackbox collection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different. There's people that play, and there's people that actually can watch a different way.
That's cool, right?
So it works the way we want it to work. Or we thought it would work, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, because doing a Fibbage Twitch is like you have to have a good setup or the whole thing sucks. Yeah. And, you know, we do, but every once in a while you'll have a, you know, internet issue and it's just a nightmare with that game because it's all dependent.
And
on
I believe there might be some games where the audience actually votes.
Yeah,
I think I picked the winner.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I read
about
Quiplash did that. Quiplash was the first to bring in all that new stuff. So
no, I haven't played any of these new ones, but according to Giant Bomb, the new Fibbage is awesome and everything else is not worth playing. Okay. That's kind of what they said, but who knows? They're different people than us.
Drawful was fun, the last one.
I love Drawful. I don't think that's in the new one, though.
No.
Is it?
No, there's something.
I think there's like something else.
There's like a sound one or something like that.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, whatever. Drawful was hilarious because all the drawings were so bad that
people drawing. It was the ridiculous stuff we had to draw.
But it was great when a picture would pop up, everyone would just go, what the fuck?
And
is
also,
that?
They did a terrible job explaining how to score points in Drawful.
I don't remember.
Because if everybody guesses, then did you get points if you drew?
Yeah, you want people to guess your drawing.
Yeah, you want people to guess.
Yeah, well, because one night you were like, nobody guessed my drawing. I did a good job. I was like, Adam, that. You want people to guess your drawing. Like, you could just put a dot and not draw it at all, you know.
I guess I was always drunk when we played it, so maybe that's why I don't understand the rules.
Yes, that was definitely a huge part of it. Adam would always think his drawing was the best drawing and everybody else's sucked, and then no one would guess.
It's hard to be an artist.
He would always be like, every single drawing, because he was hammered drunk, he'd be like, that drawing sucks. Mine was way better. Nobody got mine. And everybody was just like, shut up.
Starved artist.
That's why that game's great, though. I love arguing over whose shitty drawing is the best.
It was pretty fun.
So Dustin Switch, you got that. It's Thursday at 4 and Saturday at 8. If you guys are interested in doing stuff for 8 Bit Bourbon, with 8 Bit Bourbon, should I say,
you can contact Dustin.
Exactly. That's his job now. 8BitBourbon@gmail.com, 8BitBourbon on Twitter.
Like Facebook, our Facebook page. 8BitBourbon. Go like it. 100 episodes and we only have 186 likes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so hard to concentrate on more than one thing.
Yeah.
Just sucks. Yeah, we have some things that
we might.
If you
have Facebook, just click it.
Yeah, we have some things we might get in there. Yeah, and add us on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't put anything too exciting up, but
no.
You're welcome to see my
Can
boring
I talk
life.
About, I talked to you briefly about this.
Sure.
My Facebook feed on Halloween used to be a wonderful time of the year. You get scantily clad, is that the right word? Scantily clad mm-hmm. women dressed up all nice for Halloween, nice and Christian-like.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have babies and little kids dressed up for Halloween.
You know what that means.
It means all the slutty girls that no. used to look good.
Well, yes, but
on Halloween now have kids.
But what it means as far as a message is, I think it's God telling you should have a baby.
Fuck that. I have a dog.
That's
but
true.
That sucks. Like, it's never happened like that. It's never been like this.
I know. Well, you're 31 now, dog.
I know.
Shit moves fast.
It didn't tell me it was going to change, though. I wasn't ready. Like, I went on it, like, Saturday night on Facebook. I was like, all right, let's see what's up.
And you know what's funny? I didn't even go on Facebook Saturday night.
And it was just kids. It was just kids.
I think maybe
like
you should.
Little babies dressed like flower pots and stupid shit. Yeah.
I wish
I can't post about it on social media, but I can't be like, where are all the slutty looking girls, you know?
Yeah,
so I got to wait on here to talk about it.
There was that great plugin that was supposed to recognize baby pictures and replace them with bacon. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Shit. I mean, mine's bad.
Yeah.
It also makes me wonder if I didn't survive a couple purges from other people.
It could be.
I think I got purged.
Could be. It's tough because, like, it's so hard to give a shit about someone's...
Unless I purge too much.
Could be. It's so hard to give a shit about someone's baby if they're not someone, like, super close to you.
Yeah.
Like, outside of, like, my siblings' babies...
Like, your brother Dan had an awesome picture of him dressed up like Superman.
Yeah.
Because he was dressed up,
but,
you know?
But it's also my brother. If it weren't my brother, I wouldn't give a fuck.
I don't need to see somebody not dressed up holding their kid dressed up.
You know, the problem is the whole Facebook thing is just so weird. It's like...
I'm gonna get off of it.
People sharing... It's just like weird, like this idea now that like people will go to, people get married and have their most like intimate photos shared with like 1,000 people. Like that, that's not, you didn't get married back in the day and send your wedding photos to everyone you know. It's just a weird.
You used to pay like a photographer, like.
Yeah, like it was private, you know, it was for the people that were there and maybe they didn't even get all, you know, and now it's like, hey, look at all of the stuff I'm doing. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. I don't know if it's necessarily bad, but I'm pretty sure it's bad.
Yeah, it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry to bring down the podcast. Low note.
Ben, my brother Ben always likes to say every generation says that about the younger generation and everything's fine. And that is true. There's a lot of truth to that. My counter to that would be that doesn't mean it's not getting worse.
Yeah.
True. Just because we're all still alive. I think things got a lot better, but at some point, you know, it could peak and go the other way. I don't know. That's too close to politics. We won't even touch that.
It just sucks. Like I like this time of year.
Yeah.
And it's ruined for me. Because it's not going to change next year. It's going to get
worse. It's going to get way worse.
Yeah. It's going to get worse.
There's going to be a day where the only thing that makes your day is looking at your, daughters or sons, friends, slutty costumes. Oh, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I think I wear way too many pairs of sweatpants for that moment. So.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're 8-Bit Bourbon Everywhere. I'm Andy.
I'm Adam.
Still got most of that. The world ain't give me much. I'm positive, that's a fact. Everybody say me cool. You be paying your dues. Make a long story short, I got nothing to lose. Oh, yeah. When I get it, I ain't never going back again. When I get it, I ain't never going back again. 100%, yeah. I can't get no more.
the money to spend. My mama told me, boy, you ain't got no sense. If we put it all together, can we pay this rent? I've been to some places, places I never should have been. They caused some changes, changes that made me who. When I get it, I ain't never going back again. When I get it, I ain't never going back again. 100%.